Hallelujah. Greetings of peace to our brothers and sisters. Let us first bow our heads to pray in silence. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we begin our Friday Sabbath service. Let us sing hymn 24. Let us sing hymn 24. Before we begin our exhortation, let us now kneel down to pray in the name of Jesus. We ask the Holy Spirit to guide us in this evening service. Let's pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Share rosara di 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 di. Ore sirio shiria rasara di 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 di. Or skidio shpidi di 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 di. Hallelujah, stara rosta shiru respidi di 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 di. Hallelujah, stara dori di 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 di. Or spushpidi di 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 di. Lora stara shpiro shkinia stara ye di 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 di. Hallelujah, stara shio yor gidi 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 gidi. Orra stara gidi 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 Ispiro shpiro shkini di 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 di. Hallelujah, stara shkiro yi di 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 di. Ish In the name of Jesus, we exhort one another. The topic I'd like to share with us for our mutual exhortation is test everything. First, let's turn to 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21. Here says, but test everything, hold fast what is good. So here Paul tells us to test everything. Here we're not talking about testing whether you've got virus or not. No, we're not talking about that kind of test. We are talking about testing to see whether our faith is true or not. To test the gospel we receive is true or not. In this MCO period, many people have picked up the habit of surfing the internet more often than before. Watching YouTube is like our everyday practice. In the past, many elderly don't even surf internet. But because of MCO, they also learn how to get information from the internet. And they also know how to watch things from the internet. And because of this new norm or so-called new lifestyle that we pick up, we are also exposed to the risk of absorbing wrong information, such as fake news and even fake gospel. So we know the early churches, they collapse due to the infiltration of false teachings into the church. So Satan take advantage of this by making individuals who became puffed up and they give in to their desires and they propagate false teachings. In the New Testament, the apostles keep reminding the members not to accept false teachings. We know in Revelation chapter 12 verse 9, it says that Satan is the master of disguise and trickery. And he is also known to be the one who deceived the whole world. He deceived the whole world. So Paul also warned the believers in Corinth, saying about false apostles, deceitful workers who have transformed themselves even into the angels of light. That was recorded in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13. So today, we are already in the last days. Today, ministers and also pastors can no longer protect the flock like they used to do in decades ago. In the past, we may ask members not to read certain books which is not good for them. But nowadays, there is no more control to what everybody is reading or watching online. It's so convenient to get information anytime and anywhere. So now it is our own responsibility to decide what we absorb, whether it's appropriate or not. We have to decide for ourselves. So our church, the most we can do is to churn out spiritual food by publishing online sermons, online seminars, online spiritual food for our members. But as usual, there will also be people who think that these were not good enough. For example, there are people who wants to always like to watch something more foreign. Some people think that the local ones are not good enough. They want to watch something from overseas. But as long as it's TJC material, it's still fine.
But there will be people who will watch all kinds of things, and that including teachings from other denominations. So now the question is, we cannot stop what we are reading, but we have to learn how to distinguish between sound doctrine and between sound doctrine and false doctrines. So how can we also distinguish between teachers of truth and also teachers of error? So this evening we will share five tests that we can use to distinguish between whether these are true or false teachings. Number one, we have to test the origin. Sound doctrine by right originates from God, and false doctrines, of course, is not from God. It is from human being, from people, or from the devil. The Apostle Paul, he went to great lengths to convince the church in Galatia that the gospel he taught was not his own, but of God. We read Galatians chapter 1, Galatians chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. Galatians chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. For I would have you know, brothers, that the gospel that was preached by me is not man's gospel, but I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ. So Paul emphasized that whatever he teaches is not his own, but from Christ. And we also know in John chapter 7, verse 16, Jesus himself also emphasized that he taught only what God had instructed him. He said, "My teaching is not mine, but his who sent me." So the words of God, the origin must be from God. False doctrines, of course, is not from God, and many a times is from the world or from Satan. Paul also warned the Colossians in Colossians chapter 2, verse 22. He warned the Colossian church to avoid doctrine that is according to human precepts and also teachings. And Apostle Paul also warned Timothy that some would depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of the demons. Today we know our God, he is the father of truth, and Satan is the father of lies. Today we live in a world full of information, and we must be careful. Every information that we receive, we must verify. There's a lot of fake news out there. And of course, there will also be a lot of false teachings out there. So whenever people tell us we can do this or can do that, or says that the Bible say this, God say this, say that, we have to test whether or not this is really from God or from the devil. Everybody will say he's from God. And that is why we need to use test number two. Test number two is the test of authority. Sound doctrine should always base its authority within the Bible. But false doctrine, usually they work around the Bible. The Bible, we know, is God inerrant, infallible and complete, and also authoritative revelation of God to men. And doctrines that originate from the mind of God are recorded in the Bible. That's why we can also emulate the Bereans, as recorded in Acts chapter 17, verse 11. Here, the Bereans, they receive the word with all eagerness, and they examine the scripture daily to see if these things were really so. So they knew that all teachings must be compared to God's word, which is the source of truth. Likewise, Apostle Paul, he praised the Thessalonians for their careful assessment and also acceptance of his teaching, because they understood it is from the authority of God. We see 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 13. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 13. And we also thank God constantly for this, that when you receive the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of man, but as what it really is, the word of God, which is at the work in you believers. So now, a constant seal remains. Everybody will say they preach with the authority of the Bible. How do we know if there were two teachers, who is teaching the right thing? How do we know whose interpretation of the Bible is correct? We know even the devil also knows the Bible, and the devil will also interpret the Bible but distort it to us. And that is why we have to use the third test. The third test is the test of consistency. Sound doctrine is always consistent with the whole scripture. False doctrine is inconsistent with parts of the scripture. And sometimes false doctrines will be contradictory. We know true teachings, it can synchronize with any part of the Bible with no contradictions. The general message will not contradict each other. So, but on the other hand, the false doctrines, many a time it may sound reasonable, it may sound acceptable, but when we study, we can see that sometimes it seems to be isolated with the whole principles of God. In Hebrews chapter 13 verse 9, already warned us about a different and a strange teaching. In 1 Timothy 1 verse 3, also mentioned about other doctrines. So both these verses emphasize to us that the doctrines must be compared to the so-called, what we call, established and accepted body of truth. In True Jesus Church, our 10 essential doctrines are the established body of truth. And other than this, what is taught cannot go against the theme of the Bible, and also cannot go against the nature of God. For example, God is love, God is just, God is holy, God is one, God is omnipotent, God is omnipresent, God is omniscient. These are the principles and the nature of God. So whatever teachings, whatever interpretation cannot go against these principles. So usually sound teachings will have many Bible verses to support the principles. Therefore, each time when we study the Bible or study a teaching, it cannot be studied in isolation. It must be compared with the entirety of the whole Bible. And we know false teachers, they like to use one isolated verse, even one word, to create doubt, to create an argument, and most of the time to challenge the original will of God. So this we have to be careful. So that is why we are encouraged to not just read the Bible, we must understand the whole Bible entirely. So we have gone through these three tests. Sometimes these three tests is still not enough. Therefore, we have to use the fourth test. The fourth test is to see whether what has been taught will bring spiritual growth or not. That is the test of spiritual growth. Sound doctrine is beneficial for our spiritual health, but false doctrines always lead us to spiritual weakness. Let's turn to Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. Verse 6. Therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. So, sound doctrine must make us spiritually healthy, to make us spiritually mature, to give us spiritual wisdom so that we become knowledgeable Christians. So the focus must always be on spiritual growth. Whereas false doctrines like to cater to our fleshly needs. When we hear false doctrines, sometimes it will make you feel good. It will cater to your fleshly needs, but it always ignores your spiritual health. It didn't help you to be more spiritually mature. And worse, sometimes it will make you doubt in God. So this is the characteristic of false teachings. So with these four tests, sometimes it's still not enough. And we can use the final test. The final test is the test of godly living. We can see whether the teaching will lead us to godly living or not. A sound doctrine should help us to live out a godly lifestyle. Today, the words of God is not just a theory. Actually, the words of God is the words of life. It is alive. It is able to transform not only our minds, but our hearts and our body as well. Of course, we have to obey and also submit to the Holy Spirit to see the transformation. So today, how do we know whether a teaching is a false teaching or whether a person preaching the so-called teaching is a false teacher? What we will do is that we will also, other than listening to what the person say, we will also observe to see whether he lives a godly lifestyle or not. If a minister, he teach everything according to the Bible, but he does not practice it, then it is very dangerous. For example, if he tells you must be holy, but what happened if he himself watched erotic movies, for example? Or he may tell you not to be greedy, but at night he might be buying and selling Bitcoin, for example. Or he teach you that you must glorify God, but you always see that he posts unglorifying things on Facebook, or he always does unglorifying things. So how would you feel? Definitely you feel weird. That's why, of course, when someone does all this, it doesn't mean that definitely they are false teachers. But we can say we have to be careful. If we continue to live in hypocrisy, just like this, we don't do what we preach, one day we will fall. One day the devil will get us, because God will not be with people who are hypocrites. Therefore, very often as minister, we are also very fearful. We are always very watchful, because many people are watching us. We may not realize, but believers, people who are not Christian, they are you know, scrutinizing us. They are watching us all the time. Therefore, we have to be very watchful in not just what we say, but also what we do. Let's read Philippians. Philippians chapter 1, verse 27. Philippians chapter 1, verse 27. Verse 27. Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then whether I come and see you or not, hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in the one spirit, striving together as one for the faith of the gospel. So here tells us, not only we preach or we teach, we have to conduct ourselves in a way which is worthy of the gospel of Christ. So the truth is not just for us to teach or to lecture other people. We ourselves have to live out the gospel. We ourselves have to be transformed by the gospel. Only when the gospel is true, only when we rely on the Holy Spirit to live out the gospel, can we prove that what we preach is true. So sound doctrine by right should make us, to enable us to live a godly life that is pleasing to God. So today we must be alert and be prepared that false teachings will arise, not just outside in the secular world, but also within from our circle of church. So not only we must know the words of God, we must also know how to test it, how to distinguish it. We know the devil, he is very shrewd. He will use the Bible words, use the Bible words. He will distort it. He will repackage it. And he will sell it to us so that it appears like a genuine truth. But if we are not careful, we can be receiving a false doctrine. So this evening, we have encouraged one another to use this five method to test what Apostle Paul said, to test, how to test. Number one, see the origin. Number two, see the authority of what is taught. Number three, to see whether what is taught is consistent throughout the entirety of the Bible. Number four, to see what is taught will give us growth in our spiritual life, or is it only helping us to grow in our flesh? Of course, number five, to see whether what is taught is able to help us to live a godly lifestyle. Apostle Paul also teach Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 13. He say, follow the pattern of the sound words that I have heard, that you have heard from me in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. So we must follow the pattern of sound teachings. To Titus, Apostle Paul also admonished him, teach what accords with sound doctrine in Titus chapter 2 verse 1. So we have to make sure that the doctrines that we receive is sound. At the same time, we must also ensure what we teach is sound doctrine. So in knowing these five tests, what should we do now? We see Revelation chapter 2. Revelation chapter 2, verse 25. Revelation 2, verse 25. Here Jesus spoke to the believers of Thyatira. He commended them, saying that they cling to the truth and told them to hold fast to what you have until I come. So our responsibility today is very clear. We must accept and hold fast to what is only true. And we must deny and reject what is false. So may the Lord continue to give us wisdom so that we are able to distinguish between sound teachings and also false teachings, because false teachings will be very rampant in our last days. There will be also many people who will use the name of the Lord to preach false teachings. So we have to know, we have to equip ourselves how to distinguish between what is true and what is false. So may God help us. My exhortation ends here. Amen. Let us again sing hymn. Sing hymn 371. Sing hymn 371. Thank God. Now we shall pray. In our prayer, we pray and ask God to increase our faith, to fill us with His Holy Spirit, so that we can attain spiritual wisdom, so that we are able to discern what is His will, and also we are able to see through all the deceitfulness of the devil, and also to able to distinguish between truth and lies, and also able to overcome trials and temptations in our life of faith. So let us all now kneel down to pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Shkida stara di 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 di. Urishkira stara di 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 di. Ora stara di 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 di. Hallelujah, Spiros, Kiro, Skiddy, Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. Amen. We thank God our this evening worship ends here. May the grace and peace of God be with you.